What's the issue?
Well, Brooke, the issue is that ever since May 1st, and by the way, I gave, and I still do give, President Obama tremendous credit for carrying out the operation. This is not a partisan shot at President Obama at all. But for the last 90 days, we have had sensitive information on top of sensitive information being released by this administration. There's so many press reports about CIA operations, the fact there were Navy SEALs involved at all, the fact that there was going to be a CIA operation going back to the compound to examine the helicopter. We see reports in the New Yorker last week giving a minute-by-minute account of what happened regarding Pakistani airspace. I've been contacted by so many people in the intelligence community over the last 90 days, outraged over so much sensitive material, and not just me, Secretary Gates, Admiral Mullen, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Have
Admiral
they called Olson, you up personally?
For special operations. No, they have not called me. I'm saying they have made public statements.
I understand.
They've made public statements saying how too much information has come out and it's time to shut up.
Well,
now, to find out on top of that, that the administration is cooperating with Hollywood on a movie after leaking so much sensitive information
well,
for the last 90 days, I can only,
Let me get to that, Congressman, because I know, you know, listen, I've read your letter talking about this potential investigation. You cite this particular column in the Times, and the quote is that the movie makers are getting, the movie makers are getting top-level access to the most classified mission in history from an administration that is trying to throw more people in jail for leaking classified information than the Bush administration. Well, so we finally did hear from the White House today. Jay Carney in the briefing just about an hour or so ago, you know, was asked about this top-level access in the briefing. Here was Jay Carney's response.
First of all, the claims are ridiculous. When people, including you in this room, are working on articles, books, documentaries, or movies that involve the president, ask to speak to administration officials, we do our best to accommodate them to make sure the facts are correct. That is hardly a novel approach to the media. We do not discuss classified information. And I would hope that as we face a continued threat from terrorism, the House Committee on Homeland Security would have more important topics to discuss than a movie.
Congressman King, your reaction?
Well, obviously, somebody wrote out a statement for Jay Carney, and he has no idea what he's talking about. Because this this administration has revealed classified information, sensitive information, step by step for the last 90 days.
Let me just-